Okay, so good evening, everybody. We're up to the 13th mishnah of the third chapter of Pirkei Avos. And I guess I would introduce it by noting that in life, sometimes, you know, there's failures of commission. We do things that we really regret doing, if we have the integrity to own up to it. And sometimes in life, the even greater failure is not so much what we did, but what we might have otherwise done, what we failed to do. Sins of omission, missed opportunity, that's what this mishnah is all about. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes Omer, Shena Shel Shachris, person who sleeps in, Ve'ayin Shel Tzaharayim, and a person who drinks himself in the afternoon, V'sichas Yoladim, a person who involves himself in frivolity, you know, even within their own family, V'yeshivas Bate Knesio Shel Amei Aretz, and a person who, you know, gathers in shul, but, you know, once there, sort of doesn't take advantage of the opportunities present for tefillah, for Torah, for chesed, butzina sa'adam min ha'olam. So these sins remove a person from this world. Now, you could look at this list and say, you know, is it really so bad? Is he slept in? So, you know, Rashi notes, you know, that might implicate missing the zman for kriyat shema. It's certainly not a good thing, and the Gemara says that a person who even misses once to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, it's ki'ilu lo kibel malchus shemayim miyamav. It's like he never really accepted the yoke of heaven, because if you would really accept divine sovereignty, it would be unthinkable thing to do. So all that notwithstanding, you know, is the person, you know, they slept later than they should have. Yayin shel tzarayim, and we're not talking about somebody who, God forbid, is abusive or, you know, involved in sociopathic behaviors, a person, you know, an adult, you know, acted, you know, in this way. And, you know, is it really, you know, the Torah doesn't say that wine isn't kosher. It's true, the Gemara has pretty critical things to say. In the Chadavar Shemevi Yulalala Adam, Ella, you know, Yayin. But is it really the worst thing in the world? Motzina Sadim in Olam, Sichas Yaladim, so a person, you know, and is a little silly. I don't mean occasionally. It's always occasionally appropriate. Houses should have a lighthearted component to them. But sichas yeladim, a person sort of makes a habit of, you know, being silly with kids. Okay, so that's their style. You know, is that really so bad? Yeshivas bate knesio shamei haaretz. At least they're coming to shul. You know, so should we be so, you know, worked up and exercised about these acts, motzina sa'adam min ha'olam? So I think the only way to interpret this mishnah is precisely in the opposite direction. It's not what you did, but it's what you might have done. Shena shel shachrit, it's not that he slept late. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes is saying that if he had an attitude of carpe diem, if he got up 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours earlier, as the case may be, right, he could have made an enormous difference out there in the world. Right, he could have furthered himself or herself, educated themselves, put themselves in a position to make a difference in society, build somebody a house, do a chesed, make good use of the most precious resource that we have here, which is time, instead of squandering it away, you know, sleeping half the day. V'yayin shel tzarayim, again, I don't think this is about substance abuse in this mishnah, and again, that's a very serious topic, but I don't think that's what we're talking about. I think we're talking about a person who, instead of using every hour and every minute of the day, is, you know, is sort of, you know, engaging in activity which prevents that by becoming inebriated and falling into a stupor when they can no longer do productive things that day. And likewise, when it comes to one's own family, so it's not so bad. So a person is a little, you know, goofy with the kids. And I mean, again, on a one-time basis, I mean, like sort of as a stance. It's not so much that itself is the, you know, the sin. The sin is what you might have been. You might have been a real mentor to your children, a teacher, a role model, somebody who projects authority in a healthy way and gives a child something to look up to, something to aspire to in a world that is so selfish and so often confused. And you provide the clarity and direction and inspiration, motivation that will child will take with him or her forever, years after we're gone, and pass it on to their own kids decades after grandkids decades after we're no longer here to teach those same lessons, but they stay within the family because we cared and we took that responsibility seriously as a mom or as a dad. And the same thing when it comes to yeshivas, bate knesios. Okay, so they came to shul and they kind of, you know, goofed off. It's not, okay, the sin of talking in shul that we're talking about here, it's not, you know, that, it's not a sin of commission, it's the omission. There was so much that could have been done in terms of, you know, developing a serious relationship with God, in terms of if a person isn't quite there yet, at least thinking deeply about it. And there's so much that can be done in the context of shul. And they gave away that opportunity by turning it into, you know, a social hour, a club hour, which isn't to say that there's, of course, a role for socialization after shul. And that's a big part of what so many people are missing and, you know, what returning to socially distanced, you know, minyanim is not really going to be able to address in any real sense. So, you know, this Mishnah, I think, is about a very profound idea. And that is, time is valuable and our choices matter. And what we do with the very limited resources that we have here in terms of time is ultimately our legacy. And Rabbeinu Yonah makes that point. Kyalma adam nivra adam ach lasok batarev yorech yamim b'shnos chayim v'im lokeachu dvarim keila lama lo chayim ray letardo mina olam ki hevel hu vehevel yamam. Person has spent their life in vanity. That to this person, you know, has lived for so long and he's conducted himself in this way, you know, and he stands in accounting before, you know, the king and asks for more time. So the king will say, you know, let me give you an analogy here. I gave you $100 and told you to spend it wisely, and you know, you basically threw the money away and now you want another $100? Person has the gall to ask for more money. Right, and so the king can say, you know, no thanks. You know, I think I have a better way to invest, a better investment opportunity. Somebody that I think is going to use the resources that I give them in a much more intelligent and valuable way. So that's what this mission is about. And hopefully we all, you know, do our best, especially in this time, which has reminded us of just how precious a resource life always is, to really not just focus on sins of commission, but sins of omission. Ask ourselves the deep searching questions of who we want to be and what it's going to take for us to get there.